When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
And here we go, 98 Rock, it's the BS. What is your name?
Cindy.
Shanique?
No. Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy.
C-I-N-D-Y, yeah.
Where in the blue nipple hell did I get Shanique?
I have no idea. I am not Shanique.
From Cindy.
I don't know.
Where are you calling from, Cindy?
I'm at work in Rockland.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a payroll specialist.
Ooh, sweet. So you see how much everybody makes. I bet you that pisses you off.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Bonuses.
Like, how do you deal with that? Like, you know, knowing what you make, which let's just say, okay, but everybody can make more, be more appreciated, give you the tools to win, let's say. And then you see somebody that makes a ridiculous amount of money, is lazy as F, and you walk by them every single day and you can't say anything.
Well, luckily, I don't walk by them every single day. They're off site.
Oh, okay. Good for you. All right. You're calling for what?
A scorpion.
Yeah. You a fan?
Absolutely. I've been watching them for years.
You've been watching the scorpions for years?
I've been seeing them, yeah, for a long time.
Oh, really? You've seen them before in concert, huh?
Probably about 5 or 6 times.
So I think I saw them once. I love the scorpions, by the way. Let me ask you this. When they do Wind of Change, does the crowd whistle?
They try.
Yeah, that's a tough. Yeah. That's not like a Queen. You know,
nope. Yeah.
You can't get 15,000 people. You know, you can't do that.
We can't get one people.
We can't get one people. To do
one people.
All right. Well, Cindy, congratulations.
Caller 18?
You're caller 18. Yeah, you got it. First off, you get the 98 Rock prize pack. So that's good. That's in your hands. You got it. But you're one of few because the only people that are getting qualified for this trip live here in around Sacramento, right? You're in Rockland. So this is not like you're dealing with a nationwide contest. So this is everybody here in town. You are now part of a select crew that are registered for a trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions. Love It First Sting. It's their residency at the Bach Theater, Planet Hollywood. All right?
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Well, we appreciate you listening. How much, what's the biggest paycheck that you have at work? Who makes the most? I mean, you don't have to see their names. What's the number?
I'm given $1 million bonus.
Really?
$1 million bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does that like go to a subcontractor or does that go to an individual?
No. An individual.
You wrote a check to somebody for $1 million.
Oh, I didn't write a check. I uploaded it. Yeah.
But you know, I like to imagine you wrote the check.
Do you know the person?
Yeah, I know the person.
Wow.
The owner of the company.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right.
Are they nice?
Yes, very nice.
Yeah. Have you ever asked them for $1 million?
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. Right? Wouldn't you just like, yeah, we walk by and be like, hey, dude, you know, I just cut you a check for $1 million. Yeah. You throw me $10,000.
Please.
$10,000.
No.
I wouldn't even notice it.
Hey, you know, I want a party. I want to go to Sky River.
Yeah,
I want to
put it on a tax. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Wish I could.
I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for listening. Get back to work. Happy New Year. And we'll get your information and best of luck with the Scorpions trip, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Can you imagine doing that?
Scratching $1 million check? No, not one time. I can't even fathom it.
It's one thing to do it to somebody that deserves it. And that you like.
Uh-huh.
But can you imagine stroking that check to somebody that doesn't deserve it?
Oh, my God.
That you don't like? Oh, by the way, I saw your van. I was just went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't it a cool van?
Yeah. Nelson's driving his dad's van.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Nelson's his last name.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
So stupid.
And so his dad owns a painting company.
Uh-huh.
And it's got Nelson Painting and More.
And decorating.
And it's got the phone number. And it's actually a really nice logo.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really well done.
Now, does anybody stop you and say, hey, Nelson, on the street?
No. They haven't.
It's pretty. And in that van right now is your mattress.
Yes.
Okay.
And you don't know. My king size mattress.
Your king size mattress.
Uh huh.
And you don't know where you're putting it at tonight.
Oh, it's going to stay in that van at least for a while.
For a while.
Uh huh. Okay.
You got to find a place because you don't know.
I haven't been officially removed from my apartment yet.
Yeah. Did they say when? Because you went and talked to them, right?
I attempted to reach out. Yeah.
Did you tell them you have two kids?
I haven't even gotten like to a human yet. Like I've sent a message and I've also went to they take lunch at the weirdest times. They'll just be gone. We're gone for an hour and a half. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm not coming back. You come to me.
I think that's a thing here. Like there's not a lot of people want to work.
No.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing.
So yeah, I haven't been paying that old.
Do you need to stay in my guest room again?
I might.
Please don't bring your mattress with me.
I can't get it out.
Did you ever get your kids' teeth pulled when you went back? Okay, is that a source?
We worked
Nikki,
on
am
these
I saying
damn,
something that's bad?
We
worked, probably so.
We worked on these damn teeth for a week and a half while I'm back there. They go off to Grammy and Poppy's house, and I'm like loading back up and leaving, and Penelope texts me, oh, hey, Dad, my tooth came out. I go, what? So she video calls me. Yeah, it just, Poppy pulled it. It's because her grandfather, my ex-wife's dad, he is jealous that I pulled all of, because that was his thing. He pulls the teeth.
How'd you pull it? With pliers?
No, you just wiggle it out and you pull it out with your fingers.
Why don't you do it with the door? That's cool.
We tried doing that one time with one of her first teeth.
Yeah, she lets you?
It horrified
I tried
her.
To have my daughter let me take her teeth out with pliers. She's like, hell
pliers!
No. Yeah. She's like, no. She's like, they're dirty. I've seen people on social media do it with a drone, which
that's
I thought.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Or a remote control car.
That's really cool.
That's cool. So we just put your finger in her mouth and yanked it out?
Yeah. Well, the other teeth, that's what I did. But no, this is her grandfather got the glory of the two teeth in a row. There were two that were loose.
And you're upset about that?
Yeah, because...
He's upset about everything.
Oh, here he goes.
I'm not gonna cry. But I haven't I haven't pulled any of Roman's teeth, and now he's had two teeth that he's lost, and I wasn't there for that, and so I'm beating myself up about that. At least I had pulled up to that point. I had pulled all the teeth out of Penelope's head.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
They'll never know when they get older.
I know
they won't.
It's not a thing.
You won't remember. I can't remember one tooth that was pulled out of my face. Not even one.
I can't either.
It's not a sentimental thing. I'm telling you, nobody, nobody remembers who pulled their teeth out. Nobody remembers when
you guys don't have your teeth in a cup somewhere.
No.
Heck no.
I have all my baby teeth.
Ew.
Why?
Because my mom saved them.
And what are you gonna do with them? Pass them down from generation to generation.
Yeah, I want my name is on it. I just want family somewhere down the road to find it and go, why? Where are great grandpa's teeth in the cedar chest?
That's weird.
That is.
Yeah. My best friend's mom, we were moving her one time and we found a box and she kept, you know, like his first haircut, his first.
Yeah, we got that.
His first bowel movement.
Ew.
Oh, that's gross. I did not keep that.
Yeah, that's a true story.
We did not keep any of Roman stuff, like, though. First kid gets all the
How does that glory. Stay intact? I thought that would like degrade.
I don't want to continue the conversation. I just wanted to tell you that and move on.
I'll be dressed.
I don't want to hear about it. I didn't even want to hear about it.
Imagine like mummifies.
How much did you give for the teeth?
The tooth fairy gives.
You probably left a cigarette. I'm not
half a cigarette. I'm not going to leave her the whole thing. No, it's between $1 and $5, depending on who the tooth fairy is.
Well, that is a cheap tooth fairy.
What?
You know what they're going for now?
What?
$20 a tooth.
$20.
No.
Yep. My daughter's tooth fairy always left for 20.
Maybe that's how the tooth fairy operates in Atlanta, where you guys are getting pulling gold teeth and leaving big dollars.
Well,
in Omaha,
gold
Nebraska.
Teeth, there's something about the pulling gold teeth. There is something to that. There is something to that. Because you pull, you leave 20 and you cash it in for 2,000. Actually, people were pulling men's teeth on the street. A lot of studios where teeth got pulled in order to do that. I think as a kid, I got a dollar.
I used to get like five.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, generations.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Like five.
But yeah, now it's $20 from what I hear.
Oh, well. I get a cheap ass tooth fairy then.
Yes, you do.
That's why, like, the line would be anytime you, if, like, as an adult, if you were to get in a fight, be like, you knock out any of my teeth, you got to leave 20 per tooth. Like, or go ahead, because the tooth fairy is going to pay me for this.
Right.
You know? All right, fourth and final round of headlines. Nikki D, what you got?
I'm going to tell you what virtual crime is being investigated and what new adventure Snoop is going on.
All right, we get you two big stories from today. Fourth and final round of headlines, last minute calls, comments, concerns. 916-909-0985. Also, anything on the text machine or anything good on the stream we can read out loud to the masses as well. All right, we'll do all that here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
And fourth and final round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. Nikki D.
Cops may have even more work being added to their plates. H7.
Meanwhile, the UK police are investigating the gang rape case of a 16-year-old in the metaverse. It is believed to be the first time a virtual sexual offense is being investigated by the police.
And police over there are in uncharted waters where a young girl, she's under the age of 16, reported that she was in this metaverse and a group of men in the metaverse, and they're using avatars in there. She's saying that they gang raped her. Now, she didn't suffer any physical injuries, but she did suffer the same kind of psychological damage and emotional trauma that they said an actual rape victim would suffer if this happened to you, you know.
Again, it was what I was saying earlier. I mean, like with the, you know, the Mickey Mouse stuff and everything having to be negative and dark is like that's like what kind of mind thinks that way? Like,
exactly.
Even if it's quote unquote fake, it doesn't matter. Just the idea
mm-hmm.
of that going through your brain makes you a horrible person. And this is something that we have not heard. I don't think people are shocked or people haven't said, well, wait till this happens. You know,
I mean,
if Snoop Dogg can sell a bar in the metaverse for $1 million, then somebody can be sexually assaulted in the virtual world, you know, but I think the simple mind is going, well, it's not real, man. It's all fake. Well, no, the mental outcome of this is not fair.
Right. And when you play these games, if you think it doesn't mentally affect you, it does. I played a game in the metaverse where it looked like I was on a roller coaster. My heart literally was dropping every time this thing was moving. And then a friend of mine took me into, I guess, one of these worlds like this girl may have been in, where we were sitting in a John Legend concert. You can talk to people. You can interact with them. It's very real.
Yeah, so now the question is, since there's no precedence, right?
Mm-hmm. Law-wise.
Yeah. What happens?
Well, the UK.
What should happen?
The UK police are saying they're going to investigate this like they would an actual.
Getting pulling gold teeth and leaving big dollars.
Well, the pulling gold teeth.
Nebraska.
There's something about the pulling gold teeth. There is something to that. There is something to that. Because you leave 20 and you cash it in for 2,000. Actually, people were pulling men's teeth on the street. A lot of studios where teeth got pulled in order to do that. I think as a kid, I got a dollar.
I used to get like 5.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, generations.
Inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Like 5.
But yeah, now it's $20 from what I hear.
Oh, well. I get a cheap ass tooth fairy then.
Yes, you do.
That's why, like, the line would be anytime you, if, like, as an adult, if you were to get in a fight, be like, you knock out any of my teeth, you got to leave 20 per tooth. Like, or go ahead, because the tooth fairy is going to pay me for this.
Right.
You know? All right. Fourth and final round of headlines. Nikki D, what you got?
I'm going to tell you what virtual crime is being investigated and what new adventure Snoop is going on.
All right. We get you two big stories from today. Fourth and final round of headlines. Last minute calls, comments, concerns. 916-909-0985. Also, anything on the text machine or anything good on the stream we can read out loud to the masses as well. All right. We'll do all that here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News. It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
And fourth and final round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. Nikki D.
Cops may have even more work being added to their plates. H7.
Meanwhile, the UK police are investigating the gang rape case of a 16-year-old in the metaverse. It is believed to be the first time a virtual sexual offense is being investigated by the police.
And police over there are in uncharted waters where a young girl, she's under the age of 16, reported that she was in this metaverse and a group of men in the metaverse, and they're using avatars in there. She's saying that they gang raped her. Now, she didn't suffer any physical injuries, but she did suffer the same kind of psychological damage and emotional trauma that they said an actual rape victim would suffer if this happened to you, you know.
Again, it was what I was saying earlier. I mean, like with the, you know, the Mickey Mouse stuff and everything having to be negative and dark is like you. That's like what kind of mind thinks that way? Like
exactly.
Even if it's quote unquote fake, it doesn't matter. Just the idea
mm-hmm.
of that going through your brain
yeah.
makes you a horrible person. And this is something that we have not heard.
No.
I don't think people are shocked or people haven't said, well, wait till this happens. You know,
I know.
Mean, if Snoop Dogg can sell a bar in the metaverse for $1 million,
right.
then somebody can be sexually assaulted in the virtual world. You know, but I think the simple mind is going, well, it's not real, man. It's all fake. Well, no, the mental outcome of this is not fake.
Right.
And when you play these games, if you think it doesn't mentally affect you, it does. I played a game in the metaverse where it looked like I was on a roller coaster. My heart literally was dropping every time this thing was moving. And then a friend of mine took me into, I guess, one of these worlds like this girl may have been in, where we were sitting in a John Legend concert. You can talk to people. You can interact with them. It's very real.
Yeah, so now the question is, since there's no precedence, right?
Mm-hmm. Law-wise.
Yeah. What happens?
Well, the UK...
What should happen?
The UK police are saying they're going to investigate this like they would an actual crime. And so some people are torn because they're like, we're wasting man hours on something fake. But again, it's still very real for the trauma that this girl had to go through.
Her stream just got blocked. Because it contains music, audio, or there it's back now. Did you have some of the music in there?
No,
unless
it was that news clip.
But the UK police, it wasn't local. The metaverse isn't local.
It's not local. Nope. That's another thing. Then how do you find these people? Because everybody uses fake screen names.
Yeah.
Do you go really arrest them?
Or do you hold whoever, you know? I don't know how that works, but the company.
Like whatever little game they were playing. Do you
the meta would be Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You would hold them accountable.
I don't know.
I mean, I would. I mean, if it's going to be their thing and they're the parent company and they have to have rules and restrictions and they have to police as such. But then you go, okay, well, there's no law that says you can't do this. I know it sounds really twisted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's no law that says you can't do this in a fake world.
I don't know.
Laws have not caught up to the internet yet, let alone the metaverse.
No. It's like a wrestler tearing apart another wrestler, but their character and not their real person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because that's happened before.
Sure.
It's like, well, you can't say that about, no, I said it about your character. Mm. It's not real.
Right.
You know, it's a very blurred lines between fantasy and reality. It's going to be fascinating how that works.
To see how it unfolds and how this stuff starts to play out. Yeah. Because I don't think this is a one-off. I think crazy things like this are going to continue happen virtually.
Yeah. And you know, there's probably, I'm not in this world, so I don't know, even the gamer world I'm not in, but I would assume that somehow some of these things that happen in that world, they spill out into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if you're able to find the user, and you're like, okay, now here I am in real life. God, you know, who knows what's going to happen,
right?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that as a father, a very protective father of my daughter, if she were in this world and God forbid something just anywhere in that vicinity were to happen,
mm-hmm.
I would 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, try to find that person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would handle it the way that things should be handled in the world.
I think most parents feel that way. Absolutely. You know,
agreed.
My daughter, thank God, she doesn't have any of that virtual stuff. But now it's like, ooh, I don't even want to sign her up for it. The Roblox is enough for me.
Some people need to learn lessons.
Bad enough in that.
Not everyone needs to walk. You know, there's some people that don't need to walk.
Nope.
There's some people that don't need to breathe. It's just, you know, hey, look, not my rules.
I mean, if that person has fingers, they're only going to use them to cause harm. So
not everybody deserves to have fully functioning hands.
No, not at all.
One finger. That's all you get.
You make mistakes, you know, FAFO, right?
Exactly.
FAFO. All right. FAFO. Second story.
Everything is better with Snoop. H8.
Beach volleyball.
Oh, my God.
Tennis at a table. Table tennis. I'm picking up what you're laying down. What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport. So you got mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew biking.
Now we got sponsorships.
All right. Shooting.
That's a white man's sport.
No. Shooting dice.
Now that's for the community.
What did he say? That's for the what?
That's for the community. Snoop Dogg will assist NBC in covering this summer Olympics in Paris as part of their prime time coverage. He's going to explore city landmarks, attend competitions and events, and visit with athletes and their friends and family. He says, quote, "We're going to have some amazing competitions. And of course, I will be bringing that Snoop style to the mix."
Is there a better everyone likes person other than Snoop Dogg to do anything and everything? And now you have to take into consideration, you're talking about a former gangbanger,
mm-hmm.
a guy that was on trial for murder.
Yes.
Okay.
He smokes weed. Acquitted. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. I mean, he was smoking weed when it was illegal,
mm-hmm.
right? he has got an extremely checkered past, but how do you not like Snoop Dogg? Like, this is the perfect example of why cancel culture should not be a thing, because this guy should have been canceled 20 times over.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know?
Never especially with some.
Never happened, nor does he care. Nope. Now he doesn't. He didn't care then.
Right.
You know, but there's not a more likable person on mm-hmm. camera that can sell anything. I mean, you put him in a Corona commercial, I'm buying. Who would ever thunk Snoop Dogg and Eli Manning on a beach?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Snoop Dogg can put over anyone.
He can.
Like, the people that are with Snoop are secondary, but he makes them primary
mm-hmm.
because he's so awesome.
Yep.
Have you seen his new commercial campaign for lighters?
No.
They're selling.
This guy sells everything.
They're selling small Bic lighters, but they're like specifically advertising them for having like a long neck on them, so you can
I love those.
Okay. Well, it's him and Martha Stewart and Willie Nelson.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all making weed jokes. He's all like, "Oh, yeah, it's real good for lighting bowls." And then it cuts over to Martha Stewart. "You mean of candles?" And then he lights a candle with it, and then they just go back and forth making weed jokes at each other.
Did you see Martha Stewart post the other day? What is it called? A thirst trap?
A thirst trap, yes.
Did you see the thirst trap?
I haven't, but I'll go look, because she's hot.
She is smoking. So she's replaced my Betty White.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have this
solid.
I have this thing for older women. And my hall pass, my wife always said that Judge Judy and Betty White, if ever given the opportunity, I could sling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about, because I'm not good in bed. So the great thing about older women, they just want the touch of a younger guy.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter how good you are. They're not expecting much.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectations are very low. That's why it's a win-win for somebody like
right.
me.
Right?
But now that Betty White has left us, mm-hmm. respect. I'm going to replace her with Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
That's a good replacement, though. So now you got Martha and Judge Judy.
Martha and Judge Judy.
Okay.
Talking about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see.
She looks like...
She looks like 15, 20 years younger.
Who is the blonde in Boyle Cat movie?
Oh, yeah. Son of a gun.
She played the president in...
Talking about Sharon Stone?
No.
Boyle Cat movie. That's the name of it.
No,
she boiled the cat.
What's the Michael Douglas movie?
Oh, Fatal Attraction.
Who's the crazy one? Who's the blonde?
That's Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
I know he's talking about. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you in 2 seconds. Fatal Attraction.
Oh, Glenn Close.
Glenn Close. That's her name.
Yeah, that's her name.
Glenn Close.
She looks like
a sexy Glenn Close.
Uh
huh. It's like it's Halloween. And what are you going as tonight? I'm going as sexy Glenn Close.
Ooh.
Sexy Martha Stewart. Try to slut that out for Halloween, girls.
Oh, my God.
All right. My brother said on the live stream. By the way, today's live stream was really good.
It was.
So this is our second day of doing it. Not only
we got stars,
the show, but during the breaks and all that good stuff. And the interaction was good. You guys are all called Boogars.
Boogars.
That's the name, y'all. I forget the lady that named y'all, but
I can go back in the comments and find it.
You're the Boogars. And there's a, like, do these comments?
My name was Deborah.
Do these comments stay forever?
Yes. Yeah. On the video.
Okay, mm-hmm. So however long we're here, right? Mm-hmm. You can go back and say, well, where'd you guys get Boogars? It'll be like right this here. Day. Yeah.
Deborah. That was her name.
And my brother said, my daughter caught me putting a dollar under a pillow once. She woke up and said, I knew you were the tooth fairy. I said, nope, the tooth fairy left $5. I was just making change.
Slick.
That's good. All right. Nikki, got anything before we get out?
Don't forget about Winnie the Pooh horror movie, Blood and Honey.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's another one of those movies.
Unless it was that news clip.
But the UK police, it wasn't local. The metaverse isn't local.
It's not local, nope. That's another thing. Then how do you find these people? Because everybody uses fake screen names. Yeah. Do you go really arrest them?
Or do you hold whoever, you know, I don't know how that works, but the company.
Like whatever little game they were playing.
The meta would be Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You would hold them accountable.
I don't know.
I mean, I would. I mean, if it's going to be their thing and they're the parent company, and they have to have rules and restrictions, and they have to police as such. But then you go, okay, well, there's no law that says you can't do this. I know it sounds really twisted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's no law that says you can't do this in a fake world.
I don't know.
Laws have not caught up to the internet yet, let alone the metaverse.
No. It's like a wrestler tearing apart another wrestler, but their character and not their real person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because that's happened before.
Sure.
It's like, well, you can't say that about, no, I said it about your character. Mm. It's not real.
Right.
You know, it's a very blurred lines between fantasy and reality. It's going to be fascinating how that works.
To see how it unfolds and how this stuff starts to play out. Yeah. Because I don't think this is a one-off. I think crazy things like this are going to continue happen virtually.
Yeah. And you know, there's probably, I'm not in this world, so I don't know, even the gamer world I'm not in, but I would assume that somehow some of these things that happen in that world, they spill out into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if you're able to find the user and you're like, okay, now here I am in real life, God, you know, who knows what's going to happen,
right?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that as a father, a very protective father of my daughter, if she were in this world and God forbid something just anywhere in that vicinity were to happen,
mm-hmm.
I would 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, try to find that person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would handle it the way that things should be handled in the world.
I think most parents feel that way. Absolutely. You know,
agreed.
My daughter, thank God, she doesn't have any of that virtual stuff. But now it's like, ooh, I don't even want to sign her up for it. The Roblox is enough for me.
Some people need to learn lessons.
Bad enough in that.
Not everyone needs to walk. You know, there's some people that don't need to walk.
Nope.
There's some people that don't need to breathe. It's just, you know, hey, look, not my rules.
I mean, if that person has fingers, they're only going to use them to cause harm. So
not everybody deserves to have fully functioning hands.
No, not at all.
One finger. That's all you get.
You make mistakes, you know. Fafo, right?
Exactly.
Fafo. All right, second story.
Everything is better with Snoop. H8.
Beach volleyball.
Oh, my God.
Tennis.
At a table.
Table tennis.
I'm picking up what you're laying down. What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport. So you got mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain dew biking.
Now we got sponsorships.
All right. Shooting.
That's a white man's sport.
No. Shooting dice.
Now that's for the community.
What did he say? That's for the what?
That's for the community. Snoop Dogg will assist NBC in covering this summer Olympics in Paris as part of their prime time coverage. He's going to explore city landmarks, attend competitions and events, and visit with athletes and their friends and family. He says, quote, "We're going to have some amazing competitions, and of course, I will be bringing that Snoop style to the mix."
Is there a better everyone likes person other than Snoop Dogg to do anything and everything? And now you have to take into consideration, you're talking about a former gangbanger,
mm-hmm.
a guy that was on trial for murder.
Yes.
Okay.
He smokes weed.
Acquitted.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah. I mean, he was smoking weed when it was illegal,
mm-hmm.
right? he has got an extremely checkered past, But how do you not like Snoop Dogg? Like, this is the perfect example of why cancel culture should not be a thing, because this guy should have been canceled 20 times over.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know?
Never especially with some,
never happened, nor does he care. Nope, now he doesn't. He didn't care right, then. Right. You know, but there's not a more likable person on mm-hmm. camera that can sell anything. I mean, you put him in a Corona commercial, I'm buying. Who would ever thunk Snoop Dogg and Eli Manning on a beach?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Snoop Dogg can put over anyone.
He can.
Like, the people that are with Snoop are secondary, but he makes them primary mm-hmm. because he's so awesome.
Yep.
Have you seen his new commercial campaign for lighters?
No.
They're Jesus, selling.
This guy sells everything.
They're selling small Bic lighters, but they're like specifically advertising them for having like a long neck on them so you can
get
in.
Oh, I love those.
Okay. Well, it's him and Martha Stewart and Willie Nelson.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all making weed jokes. He's all like, oh, yeah, it's real good for lighting bowls. And then it cuts over to Martha Stewart. You mean of candles? And then he lights a candle with it. And then they just go back and forth making weed jokes at each other.
Did you see Martha Stewart post the other day? What is it called? A thirst trap?
A thirst trap, yes.
Did you see the thirst trap?
I haven't, but I'll go look because she's hot.
She is smoking. So she's replaced my Betty White.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have this thing for older women. And my hall pass, my wife always said that Judge Judy and Betty White, if ever given the opportunity, I could sling. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about, because I'm not good in bed. So the great thing about older women, they just want the touch of a younger guy.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter how good you are. They're not expecting much.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectations are very low. That's why it's a win-win for somebody like
right.
me.
Right?
But now that Betty White has left us, mm-hmm. respect, I'm going to replace her with Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
That's a good replacement, though. So now you got Martha and Judge Judy.
Martha and Judge Judy.
Okay.
Yeah. About this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see.
She looks like...
She looks like 15, 20 years younger.
Who is the blonde in Boyle Cat movie?
Oh, yeah. Son of a gun.
She played the president in...
With Sharon Stone?
No.
Boyle Cat movie. That's the name of it?
No.
She boiled the cat.
What's the Michael Douglas movie?
Oh, Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. Who's the crazy one? Who's the blonde?
That's Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
I know he's talking about. Hold on. I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds. Fatal Attraction.
Oh, Glenn Close?
Glenn Close. That's her name. Yeah, that's her name. Glenn Close.
She looks like
a sexy Glenn Close.
A sexy Glenn Close.
Uh-huh. It's like it's Halloween. And what are you going as tonight? I'm going as sexy Glenn Close.
Ooh.
Sexy Martha Stewart. Try to slut that out for Halloween, girls.
Oh, my God.
All right. My brother said on the live stream. By the way, today's live stream was really good.
It was.
So this is our second day of doing it. Not only
we got stars,
the show, but during the breaks and all that good stuff. and the interaction was good. You guys are all called Boogars.
Boogars.
That's the name, y'all. I forget the lady that named y'all, but
I can go back in the comments and find it.
You're the Boogars. And there's do these comments?
My name was Deborah.
Do these comments stay forever?
Yes, yeah. On the video.
Okay, mm-hmm. so however long we're here, right? Mm-hmm. You can go back and say, well, where'd you guys get Boogars? It'll be like right this here. Day. Yeah.
Deborah, that was her name.
And my brother said, my daughter caught me putting a dollar under a pillow once. She woke up and said, I knew you were the tooth fairy. I said, nope, the tooth fairy left $5. I was just making change.
Slick.
That's good. All right. Nikki, got anything before we get out?
Don't forget about Winnie the Pooh horror movie, Blood and Honey.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's another one of those movies where they made a Disney character dark. Yeah. Oh.
We ran out of time. I was going to bring that up to you earlier, not to Google that one. If you didn't like the Mickey Mouse one, then you're not going to like that one at all.
I just wouldn't Google Blood and Honey. That's disgusting.
That's a good name for a band. Sweet and salty. You always say that.
Touche.
Blood and Honey, that's perfect.
So is blood salty then?
Yes, it is. You never tasted your blood?
Yeah.
You never sucked your finger when you pricked it?
I guess no. I mean, I have, but I never thought of it as salty.
The blueprint of a good band name is...
Sweet and Salty.
Sweet and Salty, good bed. Judas Priest.
Yep.
Smash Mouth.
Blood and Honey.
Blood and honey. Touche.
Thank you.
Nelson.
I'm kind of hungry now.
Ugh. God.
All right. Sweet and salty.
What's new?
Mickey's up next. Enjoy. Give us a like, share, follow on the social. Listen to the BS. You can also get our podcast on the Odyssey app or thebaileyshow.com. Hopefully you'll join the live stream tomorrow on the BS Facebook, also the 98 Rock Facebook page. Have yourself a great, safe rest of your day. If all goes well, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. Bye.
That's enough nonsense for today. This has been The Bailey Show.
What big award did you win today? You know, I kid out of disappointment. Not listening, not
anymore. The BS. If you can't wait for the next...
Have you seen his new commercial campaign for lighters?
No.
They're selling...
This guy sells everything.
They're selling small Bic lighters, but they're like specifically advertising them for having like a long neck on them so you can
get in. Oh, I love those.
Okay, well, it's him... And Martha Stewart and Willie Nelson.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all making weed jokes. He's all like, oh, yeah, it's real good for lighting bowls. And then it cuts over to Martha Stewart. You mean of candles? And then he lights a candle with it. And then they just go back and forth making weed jokes at each other.
Did you see Martha Stewart post the other day? What is it called? A thirst trap?
A thirst trap, yes.
Did you see the thirst trap?
I haven't, but I'll go look because she's hot.
She is smoking. So she's replaced my Betty White.
Oh, okay.
I have this solid. I have this thing for older women, and my hall pass. My wife always said that Judge Judy and Betty White, if ever given the opportunity, I could sling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about, because I'm not good in bed, so the great thing about older women, they just want the touch of a younger guy.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter how good you are. They're not expecting much.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectations are very low. That's why it's a win-win for somebody like
right.
me. Right? But now that Betty White has left us, mm-hmm. respect, I'm going to replace her with Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
That's a good replacement, though. So now you got Martha and Judge Judy.
Martha and Judge Judy.
Okay.
Talking about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me see.
She looks like...
She looks like 15, 20 years younger.
Who is the blonde in Boyle Cat movie?
Oh, yeah. Son of a gun.
She played the president in...
With Sharon Stone?
No.
Boyle Cat movie. That's the name of it?
No.
She boiled the cat.
What's the Michael Douglas movie?
Oh, Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. Who's the crazy one? Who's the blonde?
That's Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
That's not Sharon Stone.
I know he's talking about. Hold on. I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds. Fatal Attraction.
Oh, Glenn Close?
Glenn Close. That's her name. Yeah, that's her name, Glenn Close.
She looks like
a sexy Glenn Close.
A sexy Glenn Close.
Uh-huh. It's like it's Halloween. And what are you going as tonight? I'm going as sexy Glenn Close.
Ooh.
Sexy Martha Stewart. Try to slut that out for Halloween, girls.
Oh, my God.
All right. My brother said on the live stream. By the way, today's live stream was really good.
It was.
So this is our second day of doing it. Not only
we got stars,
the show, but during the breaks and all that good stuff. and the interaction was good. You guys are all called Boogars.
Boogars.
That's the name, y'all. I forget the lady that names y'all, but
I can go back in the comments and find it.
You're the Boogar. And there's do these comments?
Her name was Deborah.
Do these comments stay forever?
Yes, yeah. On the video.
Okay, mm-hmm. so however long we're here, right, mm-hmm. you can go back and say, well, where'd you guys get Boogars? It'll be like right this here. Day. Yeah,
Deborah, that was her name.
And my brother said, my daughter caught me putting a dollar under a pillow once. She woke up and said, I knew you were the Tooth Fairy. I said, nope, the Tooth Fairy left $5. I was just making change.
Slick.
That's good. All right, Nikki, got anything before we get out?
Don't forget about Winnie the Pooh horror movie, Blood and Honey.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's another one of those movies where they made a Disney character dark. Yeah. Oh.
We ran out of time. I was going to bring that up to you earlier, not to Google that one. If you didn't like the Mickey Mouse one, then you're not going to like that one at all.
I just wouldn't Google Blood and Honey. That's disgusting.
That's a good name for a band. Sweet and salty. You always say that.
Touche.
Blood and Honey, that's
sweet.
Perfect.
So is blood salty then?
Yes, it is. You never tasted your blood?
Yeah.
You never sucked your finger when you pricked it?
I guess no. I mean, I have, but I never thought of it as salty.
The blueprint of a good band name is...
Sweet and Salty.
Sweet and Salty, good bed. Judas Priest.
Yep.
Smash Mouth.
Blood and Honey.
Blood and honey. Touche.
Thank you.
Nelson?
I'm kind of hungry now.
Ugh. God.
All right. Sweet and Salty.
What's new?
Mickey's up next. Enjoy. Give us a like, share, follow on the social. Listen to the BS. You can also get our podcast on the Odyssey app or thebaileyshow.com. Hopefully you'll join the live stream tomorrow on the BS Facebook, also the 98 Rock Facebook page. Have yourself a great, safe rest of your day. If all goes well, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.
Bye-bye.
That's enough nonsense for today. This has been The Bailey Show.
What big award did you win today? You know, I kid out of disappointment. I'm not listening, not anymore.
The BS. If you can't wait for the next...